Jerry Bader Show 922. As I mentioned earlier, this is if you're listening in the markets other than Green Bay, Wausau, Sheboygan, you may wonder why this feels like a Green Bay issue. It is bigger than that. In what communities say no to and what consequences it should bring. You just heard State Representative John Klenke thinks the State Building Commission should take back its promise of a $2 million grant for expansion of the KI Convention Center in downtown Green Bay if Green Bay says no to a Walmart. All right, joining us now is the highest ranking opponent of the Walmart in Green Bay, Mayor Jim Schmidt. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Jerry.
I want to start by saying the mayor has not been evasive with us. I have kept saying I'm going to reach out to him. Our newsroom reached out once. Jim didn't get that message. So I want to be clear. I have been saying for weeks on the air. And once I got to him over the weekend, he came on today and I appreciate it. You heard, I assume, John Klenke just now. He feels you shouldn't be helped by the state, not you personally, but the city of Green Bay, if you don't help yourself. What's your response?
Well, we've had $150 million of development in the last 2 years. I think John, I was really surprised by this. I have a pretty good working relationship with him. I was surprised to hear this from some other people. Look, the KI Convention Center is creating jobs. We're working on that. We've done that with Schreiber, with Associated Bank. I think the city's top priority is economic development. And, I don't know. I was surprised to hear this by John, and I think we are trying to help ourselves. They put 9% into the KI Convention Center. We appreciate that. They weren't obviously the largest piece of that as a $25 million project,
yep.
But we appreciate what the state did, and we were down at the building commission. Nobody ever asked about, I explained to them what we were doing in the downtown, what we were doing in the city of Green Bay, and how this was a big piece of it, and they unanimously approved it. So to renege on this, I don't think is appropriate. I wish John would have called me first, and I could explain to him how we're trying to make some progress with Walmart.
And let me say this, that you just mentioned some of the other development. Until this issue came up, I was going to have you on the air to put some feathers in your cap for the other things that have happened in downtown Green Bay under your watch. I am at a loss, though, Jim, to understand why you have the opposition that you do. Let me just say a few things here, and I know you've heard me say this on the air. It would create 300 jobs. It would add millions to the tax base. They are not looking for any remediation or really any other help, and you know that any other developer will. Further, the suggestions that you were quoted as in the Sunday paper, an indoor farm or maybe an entertainment venue, sound like public projects. I understand the argument that it doesn't fit in the district. I reject that because it's on the far northern end. But there are people who need this store. There are low-income people who need it. It will create 300 jobs, millions on the tax base, and they don't have a handout. How can you say no to all of that?
I don't know that. You haven't really had me on, and I'm glad I got this opportunity. I don't know that we're saying no. We have asked Walmart to downscale this superstore, and it is a superstore. It's on every presentation they've made to us since October. You show me a downtown that has a Walmart superstore. We have asked them to downscale this to something less than 70,000 square feet to make that part of the historic buildings that are there. This has been done in D.C. They've got neighborhood Walmarts. We've asked for that. They are hell-bent on a superstore.
Because their market research shows that's what would work down there.
Okay, no, I get that. Just let me finish.
Okay.
So, look, I came out of manufacturing. That is their most profitable product, is 154,000 square foot, one-story superstore with 600 parking spots. We have asked them to consider putting that on. They have a market area that they can show you on a map that they feel is underserved. We have proposed two sites on Velp Avenue, same acreage, same price, same market area. I think a superstore belongs a little bit more on a Beltline, on suburbs, and we think that Broadway District could become a bigger piece of an attractive downtown. We like the warehouse district. We like to reuse those buildings. I will tell you, this historic tax credit that the state, and thanks to John, approved is a game changer. I mean, you've got 20% now of historic tax credits that can go into the redevelopment of those two buildings. Walmart wants to raise those buildings and build a superstore, and why can't they do that 9 blocks away with my full support?
Because they don't. Their market research doesn't say that. You are saying no to and yes, you are, Jim. You are saying no to the 150,000 square foot. That would be an economic boom to downtown Green Bay. You are giving up a pheasant in the hand for two sparrows in the bush.
And again, I don't know why Velp Avenue is, it's the same market area, because they've said to us that if this doesn't happen, they would be looking, you know, in the Howard area. So you can't tell me that it's 9 blocks is out of their market area.
Well, okay. Then why would, if they didn't think this was a better location, why wouldn't they do it? That is a good question to ask, Jim. Let me point out one other thing here. I have in front of me the summary of when Moody's downgraded Green Bay's general obligation debt in November. They pointed out two things, okay? Challenges. They pointed out more than two things, but here are a couple of challenges. Unemployment level continues to track above state and national medians, below average socioeconomic profile. What could change the rating up? Substantial expansion of the city's tax base, which you right now are willing to say no to.
Yeah, again, I don't feel like I'm saying no. I'm saying, look, I'd like you to consider another location. And then you talk about the socioeconomic. Let's talk about that. We don't want to be just a big suburb. We want to be something special and unique. And when you look at other cities that are attracting creative people, they're attracting talent, a downtown is a big piece of that. And I think the initial plans for that whole warehouse district is, you might remember, was housing, was mixed-use businesses that had a value of like $80 million. Now, granted, that didn't happen. I don't think the leadership over there has been very strong. But now that the debt is coming up, you know, we're at a tops $10 million investment, I think the city could do better. And I think Walmart could win on Velp, and I think we could win with a more attractive reuse of those buildings, a mixed-use housing, businesses. I think people want to live there and be part of that. And I think we could do that and bring in the socioeconomic and elevate that a little bit more in our community as well.
Okay, final, because we're running long here, but final question. Everything you just proposed would probably cost the city between $8 and $10 million, because you're going to have to pick up the $3 million debt, remediation costs, and all of that, and you won't add to the tax base with a Walmart store. Where all of that said, you still think this is the right call?
I think you're putting a lot of words in my mouth here. I mean, the city, you're right. The city would have to carry this debt in the next year and a half as we work to remarket the property, kind of like we did with the mall, with Associated Bank. I mean, you got to give us a little bit of credit. I mean, I think we do kind of know what we're doing here. That would cost us $24,000 this year and another $48,000 next year to carry that debt. I think it's worth that investment. And what I really want to do is get Walmart either to downscale their store a little bit so it fits in with that area, or have them build their superstore on Velp Avenue. That's what I'm working on.
All right, Mayor Jim Schmidt, we do appreciate you coming on. I'm way over here. I've got a couple of other thoughts on this, and then we need to get to other things after 9:30. It is 9:30.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofs of Northern Wisconsin.